the topic. What we mentioned is that the Roma Gaon's comment, how the first Mishnah is Ne'ema Sakorin in the plural, and then when the Mishnayot, that's when the Mishnayot are talking about Kriyishma proper, when the Mishnayot are talking about Birkus Kriyishma, so it's B'shacha Mivarech, Sayim Lefaneha Ve'achat Ma'achareha, it switches to the Lashon Yachid. So the Roma Gaon says that that alludes to the fact that by Kriyishma it's going to have to be Koran in the plural, but everyone has to be reading, because there is no Shomer Ka'omer by Kriyishma. So when it comes to Birkus Kriyishma, so then there is Shomer Ka'omer, so there conceivably it's the Tzachim of the Hashem of Anel. There may only be one person who's reading Shema. Okay, so we mentioned that there are basically three opinions in the Rishonim and the Achronim on this question. The Vilna Gaon, who says that there's no provision for Shomer Ka'omer by Kriyishma. We saw that Talmid Ben Yom in the third parak had an intermediate position that the Tzibur, yes, that the Asara, that there would be Shomer Ka'omer, but the Yach is not. And then we saw the third opinion, no. The Kriyishma is no different than Kiddush on Shabbos or any other mitzvah, and even the Yachid, you do say Shomer Ka'omer. So in terms of what the Pesach in the Mishnah Berurah is, here's where I was wrong. Mishnah Berurah's Haskins, like those who hold that even the Yachid, we do say Shomer Ka'omer by Kriyishma. In Sinan Salach Aleph, this cotton man, the Inyan in Yotze the Kriyishma Yibe Asher Si Yechavim Ha-Hotziyah. Do we say Shomer Ka'onu by Kriyishma? Ayin the Magan Avram Upim Magadim the Rof Ha-Achon and Shobrim the Yotze Bazeh. You take our Yotze with Shomer Ka'onu even the Yachid. Okay, just wanted to correct that from last time. Last time we were discussing Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi. Right, the Mishnah says that really the earliest time for saying Kriyishma at night is Pesach Ochor. Rashi quotes the Yerushalmi, which says, so why are we saying Kriyishma when we daven Ma'ariv then at Shmashos in Shul? So the Yerushalmi says, we're talking not being Yotze at that point with Kriyishma. We're only saying Kriyishma at that point to the Lama of the Tzila himself in the Torah. And then Rashi adds to the Yerushalmi, and when are we Yotze Kriyishma? We Yotze Kriyishma with the Kriyishma ala Mitra. Even though Medina de Gemara, and this was still true in the times of the Rishonim, Kriyishma ala Mitra only consisted of Pastor Rishonim. Okay, so there were many different angles on this. Tosfos had many questions. One of the questions which we saw in Tosfos is Tosfos referred to the Sugya. If you see the old cluster in Tosfos, if you see where the Mishnah Gaon is in the left-hand margin, and you go two lines down in the corresponding lines in Tosfos, the old cluster, Tosfos says that according to Rashi's scenario, that if you daven Ma'ariv, then that's not written still, you're not being Yotze Kriyishma at that point, and you're not going to be Yotze Kriyishma until later at night when you say Kriyishma Ramita. So if so, then according to Rashi, in Tain Tashkinan, it means that in our practice, we're endorsing to Rabbi Yisur ben Levi, so Allah Shulav Be'em Tashiknum, Teirav Be'em Tzabein Shnei Kriyishma Ben Kriyishma, so Tashkiris Ben Kriyishma, so Arzis. It means that L'maisa, what's the sequence of our Tshilas Arzis, is that we say Shlon Esrei first, and we say Kriyishma later. And that's problematic to Tosfos, so that on Kailan Kavi Yochanan, the Amalekama Nezer Barom Haba, that's from the Geula, so Shiva Ladis. And Tosfos says, the Gemara brings support from the brightest of Rabbi Yochanan's opinion, that the way we're supposed to daven Ma'ariv is that Kriyishma is supposed to precede the Shmona Esrei, not follow the Shmona Esrei. So that was one of Tosfos's many passages in Rashi, and we discussed that the Rashba's answer. I wanted for tonight, that's self-contained, not necessarily to shed light on this debate between Rashi and Tosfos, to jump ahead to that sugya on Dalet Amud Beis with this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and the German lady. So if you take a look, it's around five lines before they branch out to the right on Dalet Amud Beis. On the Earlier, the Gemara quoted a braisa, according to the Islamic Bavel. The braisa describes what a person's routine is when he comes home from the field from the day's work at night. And the braisa describes it, according to the Islamic Bavel, that a person says Shema, and then he says Shema Esrei. Mitzvayeh so this braisa supports the Rabbi Yochanan. The honor of Rabbi Yochanan, Yochanan says, they go down on the Hamba. A person who's careful with snifas gu'ulu v'tfila, not only in the morning in Shasrit, but in Arvis as well. He says Shema u'bechoseha and follows them up immediately with Shemana Esrei. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, on the other hand, Omer tfilas ve'en tzatiknon. He says that Tfilas Arzis, the Shemana Esrei, precedes the Kriyishma. Right? That's what it means, that Tfila is sandwiched between Kriyishma. The Kriyishma in the morning precedes the Shemana Esrei. Kriyishma at night follows the Shemana Esrei. So the Tfilas are the Emsa Tiknun. They're sandwiched in between the Kriyishma. Take a look at Rashi. The Emsa Tiknun, Bein Shnei Kriyishma, Tiknu called Tfilas Kol Yom. The Chassan, the Tfilas Arzis, for them is the Kriyishma. The Tfilas the Levi thinks that at night we should first say the Amidah, first say Shemon Esrei, and only later should we read Shema. With the result of Shema being, the Shema being sandwiched between the Kriyishma. Says the Gemara of the Michael Mislegate, what's the point of dispute here between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi? Ibo Hashem Mekor, Ibo Hashem Mesvar. Okay, you can have it either way. Iba saying Masivara, the Rav Yochanan Sava, Gu'ula Me'orta Nami Havi. Ella Gu'ula Ma'al Yasa, Lo Havia Ella Atsasa. Meaning, that apparently, and this is something we'll have to try to understand a little bit better, but Smichas Gu'ula Tzila, to say Gu'ula and follow up the Geula with Tfila, everyone agrees that that's appropriate at a time of Geula. So Rabbi Yochanan says that in Geulas Mitzrayim there were two stages, right? Paro relinquished control over the Bnei Yisrael at night, right? By Yochanan Paro Laila, and desperately with urgency is trying to get the Bnei Yisrael to leave. But Lamaisa, we didn't actually leave until the morning, right? So the Geula in the sense of when Paro relinquished control was at night, but the actual Geula, the actual Yisrael, didn't happen until the morning. So Yochanan says that Geula Me'orta Namihavi. But that was also a Geula of sorts. And since the nighttime is the nighttime of Geula, so we need to underscore that the same way we do it in the morning. The same way we enhance the Geula in the morning by having it followed immediately by the Shemon Esrei, we have to do the same thing at night. Geula me'orta nami havi ever Geula ma'al yisola havi ela asasa. But the full-fledged Geula wasn't until morning. But the Yeshua the Levi Sava came into Lahavia Ela Mitzasa since practically, on a practical level, the Geula didn't really transpire until morning. Lahavia Geula Ma'al Yisra. So therefore, the Geula at night doesn't have to be underscored, doesn't have to be celebrated. Okay. So what's missing here is the Yeshua the Levi isn't really articulating any svara for why it should be first Shemon Esrei and then Kriyishma, right? He's sort of just criticizing what Rav Yochanan said, right? Rav Yochanan gives a reason why he thinks it should be Kriyishma Al-Dechoseha followed by Shemon Esrei. He says that the way we, again, that when the Geula is an important theme, so then the way we underscore it, the way we enhance it is by following it up with Shemon Esrei. and they slug energy. So the lady just says, well, the Uber's not that important at night. Okay, but all right, so why is it better? Why do you think it's better if you feel them lazy to have someone after an entry? All you did is sort of negate any critique of the girlfriend's reason. You didn't give any positive arguments for your own position. Or you can say that with an asnachta, They both utilize the following passage, the Siv, the fourth line after the verse, is after the right, the Tzach Pachal Kumecha. Now the Yelchid and Tzav and Makit Shiva Likima, we're equating Kriyatma at night with Kriyatma in the morning. Or, not just Kriyatma, but we're equating the Seder HaTshiva at night in the, with the morning. Matima Kriyatma V'Achashach Tshiva, just as in the morning, what's the sequence? Kriyatma followed by Son Esrei Aftriva Nami, Kriyatma V'Achashach Tshiva. The Rishulba maybe agrees that the Tzach Pachal Kumecha equates the two, the Rishulba, but it plays out differently. The Rishulba maybe Tzav Matit Tshiva V'Kima. Matima Kriyatma Samach L'Mitasa, just as in the morning. So the first thing, Samach L'Mitasa, a person says Kriyatma Aftriva Nami, Kriyatma Samach L'Mitasa. Okay, so what's going on here with the Samach L'Mitasa or Kriyatma V'Achash Aftriva? What's the machlokas? Okay. Another problem which we know just in reading the Gemara is that the Shulchan Levi isn't giving any kind of positive argument for his opinion. The other interesting thing is that when Rabbi Shulchan Levi, the machlokas again here in the Gemara is, if we have to paraphrase, the machlokas is about the sequence or the structure of Mayas, right? Is it Shmon Esrei followed by Kriyatma, or is it Kriyatma followed by Shmon Esrei? And that's the Nekudas HaMachlokas here, right? So the sequence or the structure of Mayas. And yet it's strange that the way that Yisrael Ben Levi presents his Shita is he presents it much more broadly, right? Yisrael Ben Levi says, Shiva Ben Tzatikmah. And if you look, Rashi notices it, and Rashi says, Ben Shnei Kriyatma Tiknu Kol Tzilah Kol Yom. So Yisrael Ben Levi is saying something not only about Mayas, but he's saying something much broader. He's much more sweeping. He's saying, look, Shachris, Mincha, Mayas, all three tefillos are Ben Shnei Kriyatma Kol Yom. So Rabbi Yochanan is just talking about, they seem to be on two different totally levels, totally different levels. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the Hadar Daven Mayas, and the Shulchan Levi is talking about all the tefillos of the day. Just how does the whole sugya, how does it come together? So let's take a look, if you look further in the second parak, on the bottom of Yudalit on the base for a moment. The final words on Yudalit on the base. I'm there the Yochanan. The Yochanan says, Hello to see Kabbalah of Omachus Shanaim Shlema. A person wants to be Mikado Omachus Shanaim in its fullest, most complete fashion. Okay, so what would we say? What should he do? Say Kriyatma with Kavana Atuma. Because Kriyatma is Kabbalah of Omachus Shanaim. So say Kriyatma with Kavana Atuma. That's what we would say. What does the Yochanan say? Say Yisna. Okay, fine. A person needs should have a guf nashi when he's davening. Okay, so should have that for Kriyatma. Yito yodos. Okay, yaniach tefillin. Call a kori Kriyatma without tefillin. The previous lines in the Gemara, he's made a second asma. Understand that that's also a requirement for Kabbalah Talmud of Shemayim Shlema. V'yikra Kriyatma, but then v'yispala. But the Yochanan says the Yisrael, if he wants a complete, full Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim. So Nitzar Kriyasna V'Yisalo V'Zohi Malchus Shamayim Shlema. So what do you see in this Gemara? You see that the continuum of Kriyasna and Sila is a continuum of Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim. It's not that Kabbalah O Malchus Shamayim is accomplished through Kriyasna and then we now move on to Sila. No, the Sila is an integral part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Now that's what you see from this Gemara, right? The Zohi Malchus Shamayim Shalema. So in what sense? In what sense is it that the Tefillah is the crowning component here of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? So if you take a look in the Rabbeinu Yonah, then Yonah not commenting on this Gemara, but commenting on the Gemara that we were looking at in the Dalet Amud Beis. And in Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara said, here in the Yonah, on Beis and Beis, in the Dafei Harif. So in Dalet Amud Beis, we just had the Gemara says that, Ezeu ben Olam Haba, Zeh, son of Geula, so, how is this with Geula? That seems to be a rather cheap ticket. Is quite a shortcut. It seems to be a disproportionate trap. So if you take a look at that Diva Hamasko here in Ben Yama, Ezel Ben Olam Haba, Zasom Es Geula Shel Arvis Tziva Shel Arvis. Yes, Lama. V'chi, or yes, ma'ayim, ma'ashma, whatever. V'chi nivnei shesomer gu'ula l'tfila yes, lo shah kol kach, yir ben olam haba. So I open my siddur, I read the pages away in the order that's printed. Ezel ben olam haba. It's too easy. But omnen mori harav, again, the Rabbeinu Yonah was written by the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah. So everything Rabbeinu Yonah says is being quoted by the Talmidei. So Omen Mori Harav Shehatam Shezocha V'Shah Godel Chazeh B'tnei Shah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shiko Alonu V'Hotzionu Mimitzrayim Hoya Liyoseinu Lo La'Avodah. The purpose of Geulas Mitzrayim was that we should be Avdei Hashem. Shenema ki Avodai Heim Asher Hotzeisi Otsam Eretz Mitzrayim. That was the purpose of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that we should be Avdei Hashem. U'b'deches Goal Yisrael Mazkir Bo HaChesed She'osei Imanu Havodai. In the Brach of Gal Yisrael, so we describe how HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim. V'hatfila hi avoda. Kida amina and v'avadtem at Hashem alokechem zohi tfila. And therefore, u'kishuhu mazke yitzias Mitzrayim, u'mispalo miyad, when a person says the Brach of Gal Yisrael, again, the centerpiece of which is Yitzias Mitzrayim, and then he davens Mare three lines before he branch out the Kemoshe Ha'evet Shekome Oso Rabu Chayim Lasos Mitzvot Rabo, the same way as a servant acquired by a master is obliged to fulfill all the commands of his master. Kein hu, so too the person who Somech Geulah L'Tfila Makir HaTova V'HaGu'ula She'Go'al Oso HaBorei V'Shehu Avdo, that we recognize that we're Avdei Hashem. We recognize the truth of what we described in the Brach of Gal Yisrael, and therefore we engage in Avoda, the Oved Oso. So if a person, the Kevan Shemakeh Shehu Avdo, if a person, again, not only when he doesn't, but a person who lives with this hakara, with this understanding, shehu avdo mitnei shegaalo, and as a result, osa ritzono u'mitzvosa, not just in the form of davening, but throughout the course of one's lifetime, nimsa shebavo zeh zelcha v'chai olam haba. That's one shot that then Yonah gives. Now, then Yonah gives a second shot, similar, there's definitely overlap between the two. The Od Omer Mori Tam Ache. Mipnei Shekishen Maz Ge'ulas Mitzrayim U'Mitzalom Yad. If a person mentions Ge'ulas Mitzrayim, and then he doesn't, immediately, Hu Mareh Shebotech B'Hashem B'Tzila Kevon Shemivakesh Mimenu Tzlocha. Shemi She'eno Botech Bo Lo Yivakesh Mimenu Kho. Here, Rene Yonah says a very, very profound and just fundamental idea. Rene Yonah says the significance of tefillah, the main part of tefillah, is the bakasha, right? Even just from a quantitative perspective, so the main part of the daily tefillah is the bakasha. So what does that mean? That tefillah is sort of what we come to the Ribono Shel Olam with a shopping list. And that's an exercise in looking for gratification. And also, this is my wish list. So do me a favor. Chaneinu me'itcha, and hashiveinu, and slachlanu, and me'ena v'anyenu. So why is tefillah such a staple of our lives when it just seems to be an exercise in self gratification? Says Rabbeinu Yonah, the significance of Bakasha is the implicit acknowledgement that Ribono Shel Olam, I need you, and I recognize my dependence, and I trust in you that you and only you can give me this. So the significance of tefillah is not the chaneinu me'itcha. The significance of the tefillah is the underlying acknowledgement of atachone modem da tumlamidla emozvina. That's what the significance of tefillah is. The importance of bakasha is in the first bracha it's explicit, and all the other brachas it's implicit, is the acknowledgement that Ribono Shel Olam, I'm being mevakesh because without you I don't have the chokhmah bina v'das. And we both know, I'm asking you for tanosra because I realize that without you I have no tanosra. And we both know, I'm asking you to help me do tshuva because I realize that autonomously I'm not going to be able to do anything. That's the significance of the tshuva, right? So it is, Rein HaKhanan. We'll tie it in a minute. You're right. We'll tie it in a minute, I hope. Now, miyad humareh, the person demonstrates shevoteach v'Hashem b'tfila kevan shemezakesh mimenu tzrachav shemi she'enu boteach bo lo yivakesh mimenu klum. If a person doesn't trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he's not gonna ask. V'chein nira be'eva shmoz rabot pazes bo'al taro. שאומר שכשראו ישראל הניסים והנפלאות שהיה עושה עמוהם הבורא שלא כתיבו של עולם בוטחו בו ועל זה נאמר והיה ישראל תהיות הגדול שעשה השם ומצרים ויהיו אומץ השם ויאמינו בהשם שכיוון שמזכיר עכשיו עושה הגאולה שבוטחו אבותינו בהשם והיא צילון ומספרו מיד נמצא שגם הוא בוטח בו שיענה אוסו כמו שעונה לישראל באבו שבוטחו בו. So tefillah is an expression of bitachon. Right? It's an expression of bitachon because again, bakasha is not gratification. Bakasha, the religious significance of bakasha is the acknowledgement of dependence upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu and trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the significance of the bakasha is. Now, the habitachon says of Rabbeinu Yonah, who ika hayira v'hemuna, the bitachon which is manifest in tefillah is the essence of yira emuna, l'fichach zocha b'sibaso l'chaye olam haba. Now, let's sort of merge the two reasons, blend the two different explanations that Rabbeinu Yonah gives here, of what the significance of tefillah is. So if we sort of, again, sort of blend them together, So, and to add to it, again, the Yaman Yudalad on the Beis, which says that a Kabbalah's Omakos Shamayim Shlema culminates in Sila. So basically, in Kriyishma, so we have an affirmation of Kabbalah's Omakos Shamayim. An affirmation of how Hashem Echad, that Echad is Zohar, who is one. And implicit in that is Ein Od Milvado, that we are totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our very existence feeds off of His existence. And because of that, so Ribbono Shel Olam, we recognize we're totally beholden to You and totally dependent upon You. So that's what happens in Kriyat Shema. What happens in the Bracha of Gaal Yisrael? So we describe sort of how this played out historically. We describe how in Mitzrayim HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us, and how this prompted the Bnei Yisrael and that generation to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to have Bitachon. And then, so if we close the Siddur at this point, so then it's our word. Yeah, Ribbono Shel Olam, we affirm that we're totally dependent upon You and we're totally beholden to You, and we recognize that's what our whole history and that's what You see us in certain points to. But no, I'm going to go use my smarts and then and make a living in the office. No. So now, before I go to the office, Ribbono Shel Olam, I have to ask You, and Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Aleinu, Rasasana Azos, Rasabenu, Mituva, Mituvecha. A person has to ask. So the asking, right? So the tefillah is part of a continuum of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. It's also an expression of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. Again, a Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, which means our recognition of being totally beholden, just in terms of existence, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and totally dependent upon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that we need to be boteach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's what the continuum of Kriyishma, Smichas Geula, and Sila represent. That's what they represent. Now, in other words, but let's come back to our demand of Dalit. So basically, everyone agrees, both of the Yochanan and the Shulman Levi agree, that what we want to accomplish is that the context of Tfila should be Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. The Yochanan and the Shulman Levi agree that again, since Tfila, again, it's not that we tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, we want You to gratify our needs and desires. No, Tfila, the context of Tfila, it should be a context of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, so that when Tfila is in that setting, it's part of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, as the Gemara says in Yudalit, that Ezeu Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim Shlema is Yikra Shiensa V'Achakash Yispalel. So Tfila has to be in a setting, in a context of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, so that it will contribute to that, so that it will be a part of that Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So the question is, how do we create that context? How do we create that setting, that Tfila is in a setting of Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Makis Tfila Lekim. Yochanan says, how do you do it in the morning? First, you have the affirmation of the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim, and then, on the heels of that, and on the Bracha of Gaal Yisrael, as Rabbeinu Yonah explained, on the heels of that, a person gets up and davens, on the heels of recognizing Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and recognizing B'chol Nafshecha, Shehu Hu Notel Es Nafshecha, a person would give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's his anyway. A person gets up and davens on the heels of that, so then it continues, and it expresses the Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shamayim. So the Yochanan says, the same way you do it in the morning, you do it at night, you accomplish it the same way. A Shulman Levi says, no, the way I accomplish it is by having Tfilos Be'emtza Tikkun, by having the first by beginning the day with Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim in Sma, and by ending the day with Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim in Sma, and having all the tefillos, Mincha as well, I'm looking to create this context, this setting of Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim to Mincha also. So by arranging all the tefillos Hayom in between the two Kriyasmas, that's the way I arrange the. That's the way I have the effect, and I create the setting and the context for tefillah, so that it should be in a setting of Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim. But don't you need to underscore and enhance the Geula? And shouldn't that override what I'm trying to do? No, Geula Me'orta, well, isn't it not such an important Zman Geula? And therefore we don't have to underscore it. And since we don't have to underscore it, that's what I said. Tzilos Ve'emtza Tiknum, the way to create this setting and context for the of Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim for tefillah is, again, you by the way you create the context is you circumscribe all the tefillah Hayom with a Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim. And that's the chat here in the Gemara that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi agree on what we're trying to accomplish. What we're trying to accomplish is that the tefillah should be a part of Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim. How do you do it? Do you do it by first affirming and then davening? That's what the Gelfman says. And the Shulman Lady says, no, you do it by circumscribing, by having Kriyasma's first thing, Kriyasma's the last thing, and then clearly that makes the statement that all the tefillahs which are sandwiched in between are within a setting and within a context of Kabbalah Olmah Shemayim. Now, there is another interesting, again, in this studio, there is another very interesting idea which is reflected in what Rabbi Shulman Levy says. So again, Rabbi Shulman Levy says that tefillah is the emtza tikkun. And what does that mean? So Rashi explains, Bein shnei kriyasma tikkun kol tefillah shel yom, because tzava tefillah arzis kodemus bekriyasma. Okay? Since you say Kriyasma in the morning, then you say Shmanasa Yosaf with Mincha Maariv, and then Kriyasma Shalavis, so that's what it means, it's still Zan Sefik. Now what's interesting here is that description is only true, right, if we look at the day as beginning in the morning and ending at night. Right? And generally we don't do that, right? Generally we say that Hayom Holeh HaSah HaLaila. So the question is, when Rabbi Shulman Levi is describing it, that doesn't really work, because really the day begins with Kriyasma at night, and it concludes with Shmanasa at Mincha. So it doesn't really work. The Tzilos Ve'emtza Tiknum only works from a secular perspective, that, you know, that we're going first the day, and then the night. So LMI, something very interesting here. If you take a look at the Gemara at the beginning of the fourth parish, on the Chazav and Meralis, the third line after the drench out to the right. The Gemara here is talking about the dinner of Tashlumin. That if a person, either due to circumstances beyond his control or the Shogeg unintentionally missed the Tshiva, so then he has he has recourse to Tashlumin. So when the next month Tshiva comes around, he davens too. So if a person missed Tashlumin for some, again, unintentional or circumstances beyond his control, so then he'll daven Mincha twice. If he missed Ma'ariv, he'll daven Tzachus twice. Now, Iboilu says the Gemara, the third line after the grand chapter to the right, Tzav lovet kama mincha ma'ariv yitzal avishayim. Let's say a person missed Mincha. Can he have Tashlumin at night? What's the suffix? Intim tzevalma tzav lovet kama avish yitzal avishayim. It's the same day. So you can have Tashlumin within the same day. So can he have Tashlumin from Mincha to Ma'ariv? Well, on the one hand, it's not the same day. On the other hand, maybe tefillah sort of transcends those boundaries. And that since tefillah, tefillah, is rachme, there's something transcendent about that, and it can transcend these boundaries of different days. But there's something here in the Gemara which doesn't read straight. Look at it again, as I'll say. It doesn't read straight. Again. In Tinte Loma, line 4 after the dance, after the right. In Tinte Loma, Tarablo, Sala Aris, and Sala Sacristain, what's the basis for making up Mayriv in the morning? It's the same day. Now, so what's going to come now, right? We don't have to read the Gemara. We know what's going to come now. Abal Hacha, when you want to make out Mincha, it's 2 days, right? That's clearly what the Gemara is leading into, right? The Gemara says, again, Targalo is Sala Arvis and Sala Tafrishai Mishim Zachad Yomahu. So what are we leading into, right? We're leading into the concept that Mincha Shemai is 2 different days, right? Then all of a sudden the Gemara forgets to finish the sentence, and the Gemara finishes with a different thought. No, it's just a total non-sequitur, right? The Gemara doesn't finish the sentence the way the Gemara begins it. The Gemara begins the sentence, it's clearly leading up to the conclusion that Mincha Tamayiv, can you be maslin, can you have tashlumin for a tefillah on a different day, then you miss the tefillah. Maybe yes, maybe no. So what? Where does this tefillah b'makom korban all of a sudden come into the picture?
Well, that's proving that you can't, because we're not sure, just because it's 1 day doesn't mean that Myra's, you can't, you know, the next day you can't make up for the tefillah that you missed the night before, or the day before, Mincha Myra's. So carbon to tell me why I can't make up from day to day.
But even that we don't understand, because if we're going to follow the paradigm of carbon,
yeah.
That carbon, even within 1 day, you couldn't make it up. If you missed the Thomas Pasacha, you couldn't bring a double Thomas Levin Arvayim.
Well, but there's no carbon up, there's no carbon So
that's not going to do it either. So what you see here in the Gemara is the following. The Gemara here expects us as there's a three dots here in the middle, and the Gemara wants us to fill in the following. The sad that maybe you wouldn't have tashlumin for Mincha at Myers is the following. Now, tefillah, we can look at tefillah in one of two ways. You can look at tefillah in one of two dimensions. You can look at tefillah again as rachme, nothing to do with being the equivalent of a korban. But again, tefillah just as a person pouring his heart out and got his love. Nothing to do with an equation between tefillah and avoda. Just that person pouring his heart out, the tefillah lo ani kiyato, lifnei Hashem yisof tefillah. A person just pouring his heart out to the zohar. Fine. So I would think that tashlumin makes sense within the same day. So vayhi erev vayivoki yom echad in kol ha'tarah kula, night then day. So I would think, from Mincha Shemai, there's no tashlumin. So maybe you'll say, but isn't there a second dimension to tefillah? Isn't tefillah also considered the equivalent of avodah in the Beit HaMikdash? And isn't it true that the exception to the rule of Vayihi Erev Vayihi Vokeh Yom Echad is that in the Beit HaMikdash, Halayla Holei Chacha Hayom, if you have a korban toza, which is nechal for yom v'layla, a korban toza is nechal for 1 day, so what's the sequence of the day in the Beit HaMikdash? First the yom, then the layla. So the exception to the rule in Kol HaTorah Kula, or Vayihi Erev Vayihi Vokeh Yom Echad, that hayom holei chacha halayla, is in the Beit HaMikdash for purposes of avoda. There the Torah says, Halayla Holechacha Hayom, or, so won't that give me a basis for Tashlumin from Mincha Shemai? Is it still the same day? If I view it from that aspect, from the aspect of Tefillah as a korban, so from that aspect it's still the same day. So I solved my problem says the Gemara, that you created another problem. Because once you look at it as a korban, so then the whole idea of tashlumin doesn't seem to make any sense. Because korbanos don't lend themselves to, most korbanos don't lend themselves to tashlumin. So that's what the Gemara is saying, right? So the Gemara now, it reads beautifully, right? Intin se lo matar velo hispalel arvis. Hispalel shachris shayim. So what's the basis for tashlumin from arvis to shachris? I'm viewing tefillah from which aspect? The aspect of rachme. Nothing to do with the equation of korban. From the aspect of rachme. Okay. So arvis to shachris, I'm within the same day. Because as long as I'm not viewing tefillah as the equivalent of avoda, so what's my definition of day? The definition of day is the definition of day in Kol HaTarukula. It begins at night, and then comes the day. Hayom holech achal laila, mishum b'chad yomahu. Jatsir vayhi erev vayhi voki yom echad. Aval hocha, now, obviously, that's not going to help us over here, because mincha shemai is going to be 2 days. And I'm thinking that you can't have tashlumin from one day to the next. So maybe you'll answer me, but there's another aspect of tefillah. The other aspect of tefillah is that it's a makom korban. So let that be the basis. Let me play off of that aspect of tefillah, that dimension of tefillah for tashlumin. Aval hacha tefillah b'makom korban hu. The kevan de, but I'm also going to run into a dead end because kevan de avei yomo batel korbano. Oh, Dilma says the Gemara, no, go back to the fact that tefillah, the aspect of tefillah rachme. No, maybe I was wrong to think that tashlumin has to be within the same day. Maybe since tefillah is rachme, it can transcend that. And you can have tashlumin from one day to the next. No, so that's clearly the stuff in this Gemara. Now, so what do we extrapolate from this Gemara? That when it comes to tefillah, so we have two definitions of day, right? There's one definition of day, if you look at the aspect of lachmeis, tefillah as something independent, not necessarily as the equivalent of avoda, but as something independent, so then the definition of day would be the definition in Kol HaTarukula, Vayer Vayi Voke. If you look at a Zeri Avoda Tevalei, Havion Ezer Tefillah, so then the Yom of tefillah is halayla holecha hayom. Halayla holecha hayom. Oh. So that's what the Rav Shulman Levi is saying. So we ask, is it really true when the Rav Shulman Levi says, you say Kriya Shema in the morning, then you say Shmonesi and Sashas Mincha Nayas, and then you say Kriya Shema again at night, is it really true that all the tefillos of the day are sandwiched in between Kriya Shema? The answer is yeah, from the aspect, from the vantage point of Avoda, of tefillah, the Taras Avoda, Ein hachanami, ein hachanami, because from that vantage point, halai laholai hacha hayom, and then it's packed through that all the tefillos of the day have been sandwiched within the two kriyas. L'chaora, you see echoes of this an idea that in tefillah we're also, or sometimes when we choose, even primarily concerned with the definition of day of the Beit HaMikdash, of Halera Acha Hayom, you have echoes of this in two other contexts. First of all, the din of not eating before davening, right? Which the Gemara associates, presumably the Derech HaSmachta, with the pasuk of Asoch Lo Aladon, is Lo Sochu Kodim Shetispalo Al Dimchen. Until you stand and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to sustain your life, you shouldn't be eating. To sustain your life blood, so you shouldn't be eating. Asoch Lo Aladon. And that's much, and then the issue of eating before davening Shachris is much more common than the issue of eating before Mincha Mayas. Before Mincha, so you're not supposed to sit down to a Suda Gedola, the way we pass it. You don't sit down to a Bar Mitzvah Suda, to a wedding Suda, if it's already somewhat for Mincha, even Mincha Gedola without davening. And Mayav also is not the same Chumma. Right? The Velt relies on a Shomer to eat. So if you have a Kriya Suda and Mayav at a certain time, so that the issue of eating before Shachris is much more common, right? Because Kavim Shachris Bala Al Bimchan. But L'chaim, that also presupposes that Shachris is the first tefillah of the day. Because otherwise, the Kavim Shachris Bala Al Bimchan, So the Issachum should be before Ma'ariv, and Sachar should be get yourself a Pilmeh, the way we do for Ma'ariv. So this Issa also presupposes that the day is Halayla Ha'ola Tatayom, and therefore the first Tfila of the day is Sachar. So you see echoes of it there also. The other context where you see echoes, right, the Rambam of course is of the opinion that Tfila is a mitzvah d'oraisa. What's the mitzvah d'oraisa? What's the chiyuv d'oraisa of tefillah once a day? Now, the Mishnah says in the third parak in Brachos, in the bottom of the Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, going over to the Daf Chaf Amud Beis, the Mishnah says that nothing but avodim will count in turn with chiyuv in atzilin. V'chayavim b'tefillah u'b'mezuzah u'b'dekas amadim. So the mitzvah in the top line here in Chafin Day says that nothing a chayavah from tefillah. Now, what does this mitzvah mean? So according to the Ramban Udi'inei, the tefillah is derabbanan, it's clear what the mitzvah means. Nothing a chayavah from the derabbanan of tefillah. According to the Ramban, that there's a deraisa of tefillah and a derabbanan of tefillah, so what does the mitzvah mean? Nothing a chayavah in the deraisa of tefillah, or there are also chayavah in the expanded the Rabbanan of Tfilah. So that's a big machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Sagittarius. The Magen Avraham says that according to the Rambam, the Pshat in this Mishnah is that Nasim HaChayavos in Tfilah, it means the Da'araisa of Tfilah. That the Chayavos should daven once a day. And for that matter, if there are only Chayavos in the Da'araisa of Tfilah, so then it doesn't have to be a full-blown Shemona Esrei, as long as it would just be something with a structure of Tzedevach, Bakosh, and Hazor, that would suffice. Doesn't have to be the full-blown that's going to happen. And the Sagittari says, no, it's Kitschkaga Hayoka Mimilutme HaSalas. He thinks the Magen Avraham is wrong. And that even according to the Rambam, it means Nasim HaChayavos in the Da'arabanan of Tfilah. Okay, so let's talk about the Da'araisa of Tfilah. Again, so whether this is theoretical, or maybe it's Halakhul HaMaitis or Nasim, depends upon the Machlokes of the Magen Avraham and the Sagittari. But let's talk about the Da'araisa of Tfilah. If a person davens Monday night, and again Wednesday morning. So is the person complied with the Da'araisa of Tfilah? Yeah, so for men it's theoretical because we're supposed to be complying with the Da'araban. So according to the Magen Avraham, it's a Tzav HaLacha L'Maaseh of the Masa. So a woman will daven Ma'ariv Monday night, and then she'll daven Shacharis and Mincha on Wednesday. So again, here too, so the question is going to be how we measure the day. If we're measuring the day of Vayihi Voka and Vayom HaLecha HaLaiva, so that's fine. Because Ma'ariv Monday night covers you from Monday night Tuesday, and then either Shacharis and Mincha on Wednesday covers you for Tuesday night Wednesday. If we're going to take the Yom of Avoda, so then Tuesday is missing. So there's no tefillah for Tuesday. Because you begin from Tuesday morning Amud HaShachar until Wednesday morning Amud HaShachar, and during that 24-hour period there was no tefillah. So if you take a look in the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Ekev in the mitzvah of Tfilah, you'll see something very interesting if you have this question in mind. So Kayadua, the Sefer HaChinuch concludes every mitzvah with saying, if you did such and such, you were over the law, or you were mevatel le'aseh. Right. So he says that if Otar Olav Yom V'Layla below his Halel is Harei Zeh Bitzel the mitzvah Tashrei of Tfilah. So he says, if Ozar Alav, Yom V'Layla, meaning if the Tuesday morning and the Tuesday night passed, and within that 24-hour period, a person doesn't, didn't daven, so he was mevatel the Da'araisa of Tfilah. Why? Because it makes perfect sense. Because the Da'araisa of Tfilah is what? Is all Avdo B'chol Levavchem, Ezeri Avoda, Shevaleit, Haviyom Ezer Tfilah. So the Da'araisa of Tfilah is the aspect of Avoda, is that tefillah is a form of avoda. Tefillah is the equivalent of a korban. So when it comes to korban, the definition of day is like the Rishu of Levi says in our study. The definition of day is first yom and then laila. So the neighbor, the Monday night, Wednesday morning, doesn't work then, I tell you. It would have to be the Tuesday would be missing. Okay, we know the next time we'll go back and then and finish the first. Yeah.